You're listening to Case 63, a Spotify audio series.
This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. Forget dark alleys and cemeteries. For some, the gym is the scariest place of all, but it doesn't have to be. With a personalized plan and expert coaching, Anytime Fitness can help make the gym less frightening. Get more for your gym membership than machines. Get personalized support anytime, anywhere. Visit AnytimeFitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
For the record, Dr. Knight, October 26, 2022, 4:30 a.m., case 63. Got a call saying patient tried to escape. He was subdued, sedated. Are you okay?
I woke you up.
They told me you tried to escape.
Could I have some water, please?
Sure. I placed you in solitary because you confessed that you were planning on kidnapping someone.
No. I said that you're going to kidnap someone. You are part of the plan. My ally in this mission. Dr. Eliza Beatrix Knight. I can't forget you. I can't forget the details.
You are under the effects of a lot of medication. It's natural if you feel a bit confused.
Pegasus came up in your dreams. That's a good sign. In the future, I'm supposed to draw you a white horse with wings. If you remember that, it's because I will show you that image in the future. That's a test, a sign, a password.
A password?
Proof that you'll be on my side.
Listen to me. I believe you. I don't think you're lying anymore.
You believe me?
I don't think you're lying anymore.
You think I'm delusional? Is that it?
I believe you as a patient.
Is it normal for my words to be arriving slower than my thoughts? The thoughts in my head are like sheets of paper on water. They dissolve, scatter. It's like alphabet soup.
That's normal.
Electroshock therapy, right? That's what you're doing to me tomorrow morning?
Electroconvulsive therapy, if you consent, yes.
Electroconvulsive is so archaic.
You'll be sedated, it's painless, and we use the latest generation technology.
Would you do it to yourself?
Don't make this harder.
It must be horrible. It's horrible, right? Doctor.
I'm here.
You know what? I wanted to be caught. If I really wanted to escape, I wouldn't be here. You wouldn't even notice.
Why did you do it then?
I needed to get your attention. I talked to you. If you put me through shock therapy, I won't be able to go back.
Didn't you say it was a one-way trip?
I lied. You have to stop this from happening.
I'm sorry.
If I convince you right now, this second, that what I'm saying is true, will you stop the treatment?
I can't promise you that.
If I prove that I'm a time traveler, if I give you indisputable evidence, something only you know, something that would confirm that I'm telling the truth, will you stop the procedure? I need your word.
I can't promise you anything.
Respect and trust, the pillars of my treatment. You said so. Do I have your word?
If I accept that, you also have to consider the possibility that you will fail to convince me. If that's the case, then I need you to sign the papers and accept the treatment. Deal?
One shot then, one image to save humanity.
I'm listening, just to be clear. I don't have wings tattooed on my back, and I'm not planning on getting them either, so don't waste your shot on that.
Dreaming of Pegasus wasn't proof enough?
I've thought about the Pegasus thing. It's called subliminal induction. Some sort of unremarkable image is shown to someone and then shown again, along with certain well-chosen words, and bit by bit, an idea starts to take hold. You had something when I questioned you the other day, a couple of drawings. And I remembered one of them was a winged horse. It was the only one facing me. The fact that I dreamed about it was kind of like deja vu.
You're kidding, right?
No, not at all. People believe that they've experienced something new, when in reality, it wasn't like that at all. The visual system of the brain is organized in two parallel tracks that process complementary information at different speeds. You told me I'd had a dream and mentioned the word horse. My mind configured itself into thinking I'd had that dream.
No wonder you couldn't sleep. You had to come up with a whole new theory to convince yourself that you didn't actually dream about a fucking horse with wings. You know what you have to ask in order to believe.
In this fantasy of yours, you say we're together in the future.
Yes.
And I can assure you that these types of thoughts are not unusual between patients and therapists. If we are together in the future and we establish some level of intimacy, let's just leave it there, I would have confessed something private, something only I could know.
Yes.
Yes.
A hideous hat floating down the river?
What are you talking about?
A hideous hat. Floating down the river.
How did you know that?
Your husband was dying. He didn't want to continue with chemo. He couldn't even move anymore.
Can't be, no.
So you got into bed with him, hugged him hard, and you both closed your eyes. You described what you would do when you returned to the city you both love, Rome. You recreated the exact route from the Villa Borghese. Last time it had been winter and he had lost this ugly fur hat that he loved, that you hated. And before he died, you told him,
"Let's go to Rome and find your fucking hat." And he looked at me and he said, I threw it in the river. The ugliest hat in the world floated away.
Case 63, created and written by Julio Rojas. Adapted by Mara Velez Melendez. Directed by Mimi O'Donnell. Starring Julianne Moore and Oscar Isaac. Executive produced by Julianne Moore, Oscar Isaac, and Mimi O'Donnell. Produced by Katie Pastor. Sound design and mix by Armando Serrano and Daniel Brunel. Score by Moat.